Hello and welcome to Talk with Green Guy. And we're talking everything green. And I'm covering green and sustainability like nobody else. I'm your host. My name is Eric Moncrief, and I am the Green Guy. Welcome to WGST 640 AM and iHeartRadio. We are broadcasting from the heart of Atlanta, Georgia, in the prestigious neighborhood and community known as Buckhead. This show is brought to you by the Ray C. Anderson Foundation, which is working to advance a more sustainable future for the business, environment, and society. Go to RayCAndersonFoundation.org for more information. RayCAndersonFoundation.org. The Ray C. Anderson Foundation is also the platinum sponsor of the Talk with Green Guys show. Also, Rabblebot. Rabblebot is your digital agency. They cover everything from video production, web design, social media management. Rabblebot tells your story one pixel at a time. Rabblebot handles my website, greenguymedia.com. Please go out to greenguymedia.com. Follow me, listen to podcasts, keep up with everything that's going on with the Green Guy. Also, I would urge you to follow me on Twitter at greenguyATL. Would really, really appreciate the Twitter following. I'd love to get a million Twitter followers, so that's what I'm aiming for. Also, you can reach me on Facebook. There is a Green Guy page. You can listen to podcasts there. Go out there, like the Green Guy page, and keep up with everything that's going on with me, the Green Guy. And you can also friend me on Facebook, Eric Moncrief. So that's all the social media ways to get a hold of me. So really would appreciate all that. All right. Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for tuning into the Talk with Green Guy show. If you've been following these shows, I thank you. If this is your first time tuning into the Talk with Green Guy show, I thank you. My aim, my goal is to keep you informed and educated about what is going on in the sustainability community and help give you the resources, tools, and information to live a healthy, sustainable, and green life. Sustainability is the ability to meet the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Well, today is another great show. The Mayor's Climate Summit series resumes today. Man, we got a great show lined up for you. We've got Republican Mayor Jim Brannard from Carmel, Indiana, who's going to be with us today, sharing a lot of great things about what's going on in Carmel and just sustainability and his views on climate change. And, man, we're going to have a great show. So I am very excited to have him on and be part of this Mayor's Climate Summit series. So with that, hey, let's just go ahead and get the show started because we got a lot to get to. So with that, I want to introduce and bring to the Talk with Green Guys show Mayor Jim Brannard of Carmel, Indiana. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Thank you so much, Mayor, for being on the show and being part of this Mayor's Climate Summit series. You are a voice in this arena that has been talking the talk and walking the walk, if you will. And it's just a pleasure to have you on with us, sir.
It's great to be here.
All right. You know, go ahead. Go ahead, Mayor.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask you, you know, Carmel, Indiana, you know, if you would, sir, I mean, please take us, for people that listen across the country, take us to Carmel, Indiana. What is it like? Tell us, what's Carmel like?
Well, we're the largest edge city or suburb outside of Indianapolis in the middle of the state of Indiana.
Uh-huh.
About 20 years ago, we had 25,000 people. Today, we've got about 100,000 people.
Wow.
It's a flat area. We don't have any mountains or oceans here, but we've tried to build a beautiful city. It's about quality of life. And part of that quality of life is having clean air and clean water and making sure we take care of the planet.
Absolutely. How long have you been the mayor there, sir?
21 years.
Wow, what a tenure.
Indiana system's a little different than some places in the country. The elected mayors serve as the city manager.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you see this thing from all angles.
Yes.
Wow. All right.
And so what we've tried to do, we've grown so quickly, we really tried to design our city in such a way that people don't have to drive as far. They can walk and bike most places. That involves you doing more mixed-use development, going up a little bit. People think density is a bad word, but if it's done right, it can really be helpful.
I agree. All right, Mayor, you guys have made a commitment to sustainability for Carmel a long time ago. And so, you know, tell us about some of the things that you have implemented there. Like, you know, tell us about the green space, you know, the community involvement, all that sort of thing. What's going on in Carmel?
Well, first of all, we've taken our parkland from about 20 acres up to about 1,000. And that's important to make sure you have trees and green spaces available for people. We spend a lot of money on street trees. Cities spend so much money on streets. You spend 2 or 3% more and can make those streets beautiful. So we try to get a tree canopy going over most of our streets.
Uh-huh.
Issued an executive order about 12 years ago now that required all of our city fleet vehicles to be hybrids. City spends a lot of money, too, on processing water and getting water out to everybody, as well as processing our sewage treatment plants.
Mm-hmm.
And we've tried to use that methane flame or use geothermal in those plants. Literally, we take a look at everything the city does, which is a lot of varied things, and say, okay, how can we make it so it's better for the environment, more sustainable?
Wow. The energy programs that you have, and let's talk a little bit more about water and the energy programs that you have. Is there any way that you guys help the residents monitor their energy usage?
Yeah, we do. We have rain barrels available. We don't really have any devices we give out or anything that measure energy use. But we do a lot of awareness campaigns about how to cut back on power and water use in a way that doesn't impact one's quality of life.
Right. Let's go back, Mayor. You had mentioned that in the beginning that the city has grown, I think you said, from like 25,000 or so to 100,000 people. I mean, that's an amazing growth spurt.
Yeah.
Tell us about the sustainability team that helps you put all this stuff together and make it work for the residents.
We don't have a team per se, but I've charged every department of the city with doing it within that department. A lot of cities will have sustainability directors.
Mm.
My theory has always been, well, that one person, that everybody else can kind of slough it off and say it's that one person's responsibility. We've given that responsibility to everybody who manages a department for the city.
Right. So it's total buy-in from the department heads, and actually that trickles down into the community.
Yes. Yes, it does. One of the things we've been doing, we've been actually testing hydrogen conversions, some of our street department trucks. You know, I really think that's one of the answers to the future. No pollution whatsoever.
Wow. Hey, now, Mayor, I'm glad you mentioned that, because this is a big reason why I'm doing and why we do the Mayor's Climate Summit series. I have not heard that idea from anywhere in the country. This is the first time I've heard that on the show. Do you know of anybody else in the country that's even exploring that idea like you?
Well, we found a vendor here locally that can convert, and he's in the early stages, but can convert truck engines,
mm-hmm.
over to hydrogen. So we said, okay, well, we'll try that with a couple trucks, and we've tried it. I was talking to the sustainability director for the city of New York, and she said, well, give me that guy's name. And so I think word's starting to get out that technology is there now to be able to do this, and hopefully it spreads.
How long have you been? How long have you guys been you know, trying this idea out?
About 2 years.
Right, and it's getting some results.
Yes.
Awesome. All right, Mayor, we need to take a break. And when we get back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about the U.S. Conference of Mayors and what your role is there. This is Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guys Show, WGST. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Mayor's Climate Summit series this morning. Oh. All right, we are back. Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guys Show, WGSD 640 AM at iHeartRadio. Mayor's Climate Summit Series this morning, speaking with Mayor Jim Brainerd from Carmel, Indiana. Mayor, before we left on break, you were sharing all the great, great things that are going on up there in Carmel. I really particularly like that hydrogen program. I mean, that's, as I said, I've never heard of that anywhere else in the country, and that's why we do the show, so that people can hear ideas, exchange ideas, and maybe implement things that will work for them where they are in their cities.
Well, that's great. It's great to be able to look at best practices and find out what others are doing. And one of the ways mayors do that is through the U.S. Congress of Mayors. We have committees that deal with the environment and bring in a lot of best practices at our annual and semi-annual meetings, and other mayors can see what their colleagues are doing across the country.
That's right. Let's talk about that, Mayor. You are what is your role with the U.S. Conference of Mayors, by the way?
I'm a trustee of the organization. I'm also co-chair of a committee on resilience and climate change.
Mm-hmm. And how many mayors are in the U.S. Conference of Mayors, sir?
Well, there's about 1,250 eligible mayors. About half participate. These are for cities over about size of 30,000 people in the United States.
Mm-hmm. With what you do, share with us, sir. What do you do in that capacity in terms of on the energy and climate board?
One of the things we did a few years ago. Remember, the United States didn't ratify the Kyoto Protocols, where we were going to set voluntary goals to reduce carbon.
Right.
The mayors, on the other hand, Republican and Democratic, went out and 99% of those 1,250-some mayors signed what is in essence a local pledge to do the same thing.
Right.
And so we had bipartisan support across party lines to reduce carbon in our cities. And, mayors, those 1,200-some mayors represent 85% of the country's population.
Wow. Hey, Mayor, just out of curiosity, I mean, you work with a lot of mayors, like you said. 650 of them are active participating in the mayor's U.S. in the U.S. Climate Conference of Mayors. Who are some of the mayors that you kind of really work with that are on board with, environmental issues and are really, really trying to make some changes, like yourself?
Well, I think here in Indianapolis, mayor that just left office, Greg Ballard, did tremendous things, built lots of bike paths. He established a car share system that's entirely electric, used a French company to do that. Huge environmentalist, a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
We had just recently, I went out of office too, Bill Finch up in Bridgeport, Connecticut, did some tremendous things in Bridgeport to deal with water quality and sewage disposal. We had Greg Nichols out of Seattle, mayor a few years ago, that is one of my co-chairs on the task force. And he did also did a lot of district energy, hydrogen, electrical production and things up in Seattle that really helped in that part of the country.
Right. All right. Also, I mean, in addition to your work with the U.S. Conference of Mayors, you also do a lot of work with the White House. Is that right?
Yeah, I was one of the mayors the president put on a task force to take a look at how the federal government could help local governments do more for the climate issues that we have.
And with part of that, Mayor, you also, I understand you were going to, you've done a lot of traveling around the world, around the country, talking about environmental issues, sustainability and climate change. I know that you were in L.A. at one point, if you could share with us, what was that meeting in L.A. and, with the other mayors and what was covered there?
Well, that was a meeting with some Chinese mayors, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Organized by the U.S. State Department. They came to L.A. We went to L.A. And at the same time, the State Department was negotiating a treaty to try to hit some goals, try to get the Chinese on board with some of the climate goals that we have. And so we would work one-on-one with the mayors from China with translators and talk about best practices. As a result of that meeting, several Chinese cities agreed to lower their peak carbon year by 10 or 15 years. And by peak carbon year, we mean the year they will produce the most carbon before the amount of carbon production starts to head down. And these cities are growing quickly. They're trying to develop. And they look at us and say, well, you had your industrial revolution back 100 20 years ago, we deserve ours. And we're saying, yes, that's true, but we know a lot more now. The Earth can't afford to have you go through an industrial revolution and pollute at will like we did 120 years ago, not knowing what we know today.
Right. You know, I was going to ask you, Mayor, we need to get our hands around this climate change issue, you know, globally. And, you know, we know what we need to be doing over here in the States. And like you said, I mean, you had these Chinese mayors come over and they wanted to discuss what they could do to get things under control there. The question is, I mean, how are things in China versus America? I mean, do they need to do more or less? Or, I mean, what's the levels of what needs to be done over there?
They need to do far more. They have a serious problem, as we remember, during the Olympic period a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Huge problems in China, but they're making progress.
Yes.
We do about 20 gigabytes of solar power in this country every year. And this is, we've worked towards that goal over the last 20 or 30 years. They decided about 2 years ago they were going to do solar power. They're already at 18 gigabytes. So when they set out to do something, they do it really well, and they do it very quickly. Interestingly, one of the mayors from China says, you know, I'm so, through a translator, she said, I'm so glad we're appointed and not elected. Of course, they are appointed by the Communist Party there. Mm-hmm. She said, I can never win an election as bad as our air quality is.
Wow.
And she was saying people are really upset about it in China.
Unbelievable. Well, is there going to be another U.S.-China climate carbon summit coming up anytime?
Yes, I think this is a regular thing that will take. It depends, of course, who's in charge of the State Department, but this is a goal of the current administration, and I think the State Department is going to continue to schedule events where mayors from different countries can get together and talk about how to make our climate better.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of making our climate better, and we're talking about lowering the carbon footprint, period, I heard something about you actually taking this personally, and you actually bike to work?
Oh, some days I do. Depends how hot or how cold it is, but, yeah, occasionally I like to do that.
I love that.
We have about 200 miles of bike trails in our city, all been built within the last 20 years or so, and so anytime I get an opportunity, I like to get out on the bike and get some exercise.
Very cool. How many, like you said, you don't have, per se, a sustainability team there, but the department heads of each of your areas up there, they are taking the lead and doing things. How many of the other department heads follow that example and bike to work as well?
Several do. Our planning director bikes literally every day. Was a few blocks from the office, and I see his bike out there. Engineering, guy that builds roads for a living, I see him bike a lot. One of the things we did at City Hall, we got, you know, several hundred employees. We bought some bikes and put them in a stairwell, so somebody has a meeting during the day, even though they may not have biked to work, can jump on the bike and go to the meeting on the bike and then return it to City Hall. And then the city just instituted a bike share as well. It's all app-based. And we're doing it in partnership with the private sector. So if an apartment complex or office complex wants to add a station, they can do it. They get some of the fare box. But it's totally interchangeable with the stations the city has set up.
Awesome. Wow. Great things going on in Carmel, Indiana. Everybody lowering the carbon footprint and the mayor leading by example. This is Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guy Show. We need to take a break. We'll be right back with the Mayor's Climate Summit Series. Stay with me. All right, we are back. Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guys Show, WGSD 640 AM at iHeartRadio. Mayor's Climate Summit Series this morning with Mayor Jim Brainerd of Carmel, Indiana. Wow, Mayor Brainerd is just sharing all kinds of great information with us about the U.S. Conference of Mayors, what's going on over in China. Mayor, let's talk about other places around the world because, you know, you just told us, you know, that China is got a long way to go, but they're making some improvements. What other areas around the world would you say, you know, are making some significant strides to get their arms around
the climate? Well, I think the other area that we really need to pay attention to is the is India. They're a developing economy. They're trying to take care of a huge amount of people over there, and they've got a long way to go with their basic infrastructure. This is going to make the air quality decent. In fact, the air quality in the last few months has been worse in Delhi than it has any of the Chinese cities. Tremendous amount of carbon is being produced, and we need to work with them and show them technology and show them, help them with the capital that they need to improve on that.
Right. I'm sure that there were some, you know, Indian government officials and mayors and things of that nature represented at the talks in Paris. So, you know, perhaps they, you know, they're maybe just a little bit behind in getting some of these things implemented.
Well, you know, Paris worked out very well. I think there was a lot of concern that President Modi of India was not going to sign the Paris Agreement. Turns out he did. He did make that commitment. And so that worked out very well. Now it's a matter of implementing those goals and trying to reach the targets.
Yep. Let's talk about resilience, sir. You know, resilience plans, you know, what are cities doing, or what have you seen cities doing in terms of helping to implement resilience plans around the country?
Well, you know, resilience is so important, especially as the climate changes. Tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, fires. We have to be prepared to take care of the people that live in our cities. And so it involves a wide variety of agencies. There may not be electricity yet to have electric backup or generators. All these things are being caused by the changing climate. Need to be, you need to think about what could happen and be prepared.
Right. And Mayor, if you would, you know, for people that may not have heard that term before, you know, resilience, could you just define, you know, what that actually means for everybody out here?
What I believe it means is that if there's a bad weather event that impacts a city or a town, that you need to be resilient and prepared to deal with it, and be prepared to make sure people have food and clean water and electricity and all the things that they need for their daily lives.
What about, let's talk about this, because, you know, again, you and thank goodness, you know, as being a Republican mayor, and being, you know, in your city for so long, and being on the committee at the U.S. Conference of Mayors, you are one of the voices, one of the leading voices in the country, on, you know, speaking out on climate change and trying to educate people and acknowledge it. How are you helping your Republican colleagues see the same things that you see, sir?
Well, I'm trying to remind them that there's a huge tradition in the Republican Party of environmentalism. It was Teddy Roosevelt, a Republican, who set aside millions of acres of our national parkland. It was Dwight Eisenhower, a Republican, who set aside the Arctic Reserve. It was Dick Nixon, a Republican, who set up the Environmental Protection Agency. He actually signed the law that created the EPA. He also signed the Endangered Species Act, the Migratory Bird Act, the Clean Water Drinking Act, and on there. He appointed the first EPA administrator, Bill Ruckelshaus, my home state. Mm-hmm. And then it was President Reagan, a Republican, who believed the science around the ozone issues, the ozone hole in the atmosphere, went to Montreal and signed the Montreal Protocols with leaders of many other countries. So traditionally, this has been a Republican issue, and I try to remind a lot of Republican office holders that we have this tradition. I also point out that, you know, the root of the word conservative is to conserve. Even if you question the science, which I don't, but let's say you did, wouldn't you want to hedge your bets and be more conservative and think, well, what if they were right? Perhaps we should plan for that.
Right.
And then there's all the ways to save money, which Republicans talk about a lot. For instance, in our city, we took our federal energy and environmental grant, about $700,000, and switched out almost all of our streetlights to LEDs. I'm getting a 22% annualized return on that investment. In other words, we've lowered the amount of electricity we have to pay for, amount that we get a 22% return because we're just paying for less electricity. Of course, that helps the environment as well.
That's right. And, you know, Mayor, I'm glad you brought that point up, you know, because the economics of this alone should make them look more carefully and deeper at this in terms of making some changes.
That's right, and all the new products that can be made that the world's crying out for. We've got a lot of innovators in this country. Let's make those products, the solar panels, the windmills, the better building materials, and on, the hydrogen engines. Wow, we need to incentivize that part of our economy. Not only do we put a lot of people to work, we return wealth to our country. We make the environment better at the same time.
Right, right. Now, yeah, again, let's go back to some of the work that you're doing with the White House. I mean, I know, you know, President Obama's got he's a short timer here and everything, but, you know, what are some of the projects that you're working on right now that are going to, you know, spill over into the next administration?
Well, what we did in the White House task force I was privileged to be a member of, was it had 18 months of authority, so it's over with. We met four times. We had tremendous amount of work in between those meetings. We literally we recognized that Congress wasn't going to make any changes in federal law. So what we were doing is looking at all the rules, the various cabinets and cabinet members work with every day. Which rules can be changed by executive order? How can the federal government direct more resources to the cities who are on the front lines of battling climate change? And so we issued a report to the president with about 500 action items in it, all dealing with how the federal government can help cities do more to protect the environment.
Right. Wow. Well, hopefully we can get some of those things moved on, right?
Well, the president has moved on over half of them. He's been able to implement. So, we've made progress, I think.
You know, and I'm glad you said that half of those things have been implemented. What we need to do is, you know, people need to hear about the things that are going on, Mayor. And
yes.
So, you know, this is why, you know, I'd like to bring mayors on like yourself who are in the middle of this fight and are actually doing the work and can share with the people what is actually going on.
That's right. And people recognize the science in general. And they, you know, I haven't met a Republican or a Democrat that wants to drink dirty water and breathe dirty air. And then another thing that people don't think about very much is what are the health impacts? You know, we've got this asthma epidemic among children.
Yes.
Why is that? It's about air quality. Really, you know, we can do better. We can do better in this country.
We can. Are you working with the EPA in any way on any initiatives to help air quality?
Not directly to the EPA, but we're doing it here in our city. You know, we're trying to design the city so people don't have to drive as far. We're trying to make sure that we use better building materials,
right,
in our codes, when new buildings are built, so that not as much energy is needed. We have a district energy center where five public buildings all work off one power plant, and that saves about 50% of the energy that you would need as if each building had their own equipment.
And you got a lot of people riding bikes to work as well.
Yeah, we do.
Very
we have
cool.
A lot of people riding bikes, period.
Very
in
cool.
Our city.
We need to take a break, Mayor. And when we get back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk more about what's going on, climate change. This is Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guys Show, WGST 640 iHeartRadio. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Wow. Eric Moncrief, Talk We're Green Guys Show, Mayor's Climate Summit Series. We are back. We've been speaking with Mayor Jim Brainerd of Carmel, Indiana, and what a great, great conversation. The mayor has been educating us on all sorts of things, climate change, resiliency, just everything that's going on. Mayor, we've been all over the world, and thank you for taking us, you know, and giving us some insight as to what's happening in China, what's going on in India, and America, what's going on here as well. But I'd like for you to take us back to Carmel and, you know, tell us what's next for Carmel. I mean, it sounds like a great, great place. You guys are doing some great things in Carmel, and, you know, you've got everyone on board.
So much of what we're doing revolves around city design, Eric. We want to design a city where people really don't have to drive very far. A city that people can, you know, the way we designed cities for thousands of years, here's what happened. You know, we still had pretty good, beautiful cities at the end of World War II. And we hadn't gotten over 25% car ownership yet. But then everybody gets cars, and we sprawl out farther and farther out. And as a result, people have to drive farther and farther from place to place. So we're trying to design the center part of our city the way a city would have been built 50, 60, 100 years ago before people had cars. Focus on beautiful public places where people can meet each other, be proud of their community, more social interaction. And if we design our city right, we're going to cut way down on the amount of carbon we put out and have a much better place to live our lives, too.
That's right. That's right. Wow. Mayor, you have, man, you shared a lot of great things with us, like I said, here today. And, I mean, I want to send a shout-out, by the way, to Rob DeRocker, who helped put this all together, and also your staff. You know, I mean, I really appreciate, you know, all of those folks, your staff and Rob, connecting us and allowing this thing to happen. And, you know, this has just been great for you to come on the show and share with us and be part of this Climate Summit series. What I'd like
we
to
do have great staff.
You do.
And they
deserve
shout outs.
Yes.
They all do a wonderful job for the people living in the city.
Absolutely. And also I'd like to, you know, invite any of your colleagues from the U.S. Conference of Mayors to be a part of this dialogue. And, you know, the invitation is open.
Okay.
For any of your colleagues, you know, within the U.S. Conference of Mayors, those 650 that you said are that are actively participating. I mean, this Mayor's Climate Summit series is open to any mayor in the country that would like to come on and share, you know, what they're doing in their city and how we can share ideas to make things better for everybody.
Well, it's great that you're doing this. It's we need to talk about it. We need to talk about how we can do better. You're doing it, so I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Mayor, share with us, you know, where will you be? I mean, you got any speaking engagements coming up, or is there anything going on that we need to know about that you're a part of?
Well, we have a lot of cities visit us to see how we've designed our city differently. It really is different than most suburban places. We have managed to take what was a car-centric suburb and take our center core and make it all walkable and pedestrian-friendly. 200, as I said, a couple hundred miles of bike trails now.
Right, right.
We have one main trail that connects most of the major amenities of the city. And we have counters, electronic counters on that trail. And we'll get 15, 16,000 people a day riding their bikes or walking on that trail.
You know, Mayor, I meant to ask you this earlier in the conversation, but I might as well get it in now. I mean, we talked about some of your department heads and all that, but do you have any LEED buildings? Does the city of Carmel have any LEED certified buildings?
Yes, we do.
Well, tell us about those. Tell us about those.
Well, we just built a new community center, and it's a LEED building. Use natural materials, use bioswales in the parking lots. We're doing a lot of porous parking lots these days. Even private sector companies come in to get their zoning approval, and that gives us an opportunity to negotiate. But, yeah, we have a beautiful building in the middle of a 168-acre park that's entirely LEED uses much less energy than it would have otherwise.
That's right. And for everyone out there, you know, we talk about – terminology on this show, and LEED is Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. It's a green building certification program that recognizes best-in-class building strategies and practices and all that, and building materials and that sort of thing. So that's what the mayor's referring to when he says he has this LEED building. Is it, what is it? Is it platinum, gold, silver, what, bronze?
I believe it's gold. We didn't quite get up to platinum.
Well, hey, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Sometimes I run into private sector companies, too, that are hesitant. They're willing to make the improvements to their buildings so that they would be eligible to be LEED, platinum, or gold, or silver, or bronze. But yet there's an application fee involved in that, and they don't want to pay that money. So sometimes we have a lot of buildings in our city that would qualify, and the private owners have just chosen not to get the certification, which I find interesting.
Wow. Unbelievable. Well, hey, Mayor Branner, I really appreciate you being here on the show. So with the last, 45 seconds I've got for you, would you like to say anything in closing, sir?
Well, ask people to really get a book at the library, read about the science of climate change and all the impacts that changing climate's having on us, and think about what we want to leave our children and our grandchildren.
Well said, sir. Well said. As I said, Mayor Branner, anytime you'd like to come back to the show, any of your colleagues from the U.S. Conference of Mayors, anything we can do to, spread the word, get information out to people, please let me know it's done.
I will. It's been great chatting with you.
Thank you so. Thank you so much for being a part of the Mayor's Climate Summit series. All right. Wow. What a great conversation this morning with Mayor Jim Branner. Wow. Mayor, 21 years of Carmel, Indiana, which is right outside of Indianapolis. Man, sounds like a model city. They've got the department heads of the city riding bikes. The mayor rides a bike himself every now and then to work. I mean, talk about lowering your carbon footprint. They're doing it by example in Carmel, Indiana. So, again, that's why we do the Mayor's Climate Summit series. So these things are so cool. And, wow, glad to hear all of that. All right, got a few things I want to share with you guys. Next week, gonna have a great show next week coming up. Ken Nemeth, Executive Director and Secretary of the Southern States Energy Board, is going to be with us. You need to hear this show. The Southern States Energy Board is a nonprofit interstate compact organization that was created in 1960. The board's mission is to enhance economic development and quality of life in the South through innovations, energy, and environmental policies. They have 16 states that are part of this Southern States Energy Board, and we're going to start doing a lot of education on energy on the show. We're going to be talking about solar. We're going to be talking about wind. We're going to be talking about nuclear. We're going to be talking about everything energy pretty soon, and the Southern States Energy Board is going to be a big, big part of that. And Ken Nemeth, we're going to start educating people on energy. So you want to be here with us for that. And, wow, it's going to be a great, great show. I want to send a big, big shout-out, too, to Ashley Gravely from Novellus and Lance Robertson. I was with those folks this week down at the Georgia Dome. We did a recycling event, recycling aluminum cans, and it was just a great thing. Going to be hearing from them. That's going to wrap it up for us this week, folks. This show was brought to you by the Ray C. Anderson Foundation, our platinum sponsor, which is working to advance a more sustainable future for the environment, business, and society. Remember to tune in every Sunday right here at 9 a.m. Visit me at greenguymedia.com. Be the change you want to see in the world today. Make today your best day. Think and live green. Talk to you next week, Greenheads. This is Eric Moncrief, the Green Guy. Have a blessed week.